Hey, hey, wagwan, 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 wasafo, safo, safo. Welcome to another amazing episode of The Unspoken Podcast. I'm super excited for this episode. I am your host, Kamakawa. My name is Awino Awiti, and this is episode 147. And today, the guest I have for today, I have an amazing guest, and I don't think I'm going to do her justice if I introduce her. So I'm going to let her introduce herself. And first things first, baby, this is the first guest I'm hosting. Like we have never met prior. We just met today. So you just know it's about to be a wild ride. So welcome to Unspoken.
Thank you.
How are you feeling?
Oh, I'm so glad. Mm-hmm. I'm so happy to be here.
Introduce yourself, so, what you are, who you are, to what you are, who you are, what you do, what you're about.
Okay. So my name is Joyce Akinyi. And I'm a mom, number one. I'm a mother of one handsome boy. Then I'm also a wife.
Okay.
I'm a wife.
Okay.
To my big baby.
Ish.
And, basically, I'm just passionate about girl child. That is what I'm majoring on right now. It even made me quit my job, but I don't regret it.
I don't quit your 9-to-5. I love people who quit 9-to-5 jobs.
Yeah, it's hectic. Yeah, so I don't regret it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all.
Okay, Joyce. Yeah. So you're married. How many years have you been married?
Oh, wow. It's not that much. Let's say like 2 years.
Oh, for 2 years?
Yes, 2 years. Uh-huh. 2 years now.
I tried to release it, but was it a wedding? Ama ile come we stay? Kuja tujaribu tuone.
Okay. Unajua kila mtu akona vinyi anataka. Kuna watu akam we stay. Kuna watu wa wedding, kuna watu wenye pia wako tu. Yeah. For me, I would say it's not yet that official. Okay. Since I've not done a wedding, which I don't want to.
Why?
I don't like white weddings, honestly. Maybe nifanye traditional.
Yeah.
It will come with time. Oh. I'm still preparing for it.
And what's the dynamic? Is there like a difference? Is it a big deal if you have a white wedding? Ama uki under come we stay? Does it really change
it
how the marriage dynamics
no
work?
No.
So it bring doesn't. It kwa.
Yeah. You can be married na wedding, na bado wende uko uteseke, ama muachane after a short while. You can go to marriage na come we stay, na bado mnaka forever. So ina depend na mse.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. How is it being married 2 years down the line?
To pay Hondo. Marriage is sweet.
This is the first person I'm hearing.
Marriage is sweet. Yeah.
Okay.
But again, it depends with whoever you're married to. Yeah.
Were you ever prepared for marriage? Does someone ever really get ready for marriage? Unamkale unasema, sasa leo, I am ready. I'm ready for marriage. Were you ever prepared?
I wasn't prepared for marriage. Not even getting married. Getting a child. It's something that just came naturally. Let's say it just came naturally.
How long did you date before Mkasema to start how we are married? We started living together.
Like a year.
Where did you guys meet?
Hey, it's a very long story. It's okay. I met my husband when he was campaigning. He was vying for a seat.
That is 2022.
Yeah, he was vying for a seat somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So. After that, we tulianza kuongea kama alikuwa nani persuade, niende ni mvotie.
Okay.
Yeah, that is when we started talking.
Anauza sera za kura, kumbe ni sera zingine.
Yes. Yeah.
Alipata sera zingine.
Yeah.
Okay.
We met in a certain constituency. I'll not mention it.
No problem. Yeah. But there, guys, let me give you a background story, how we met with Akinyi here. Mm-hmm. We met actually on TikTok, the comment section. Yeah. So the viral video that went, if you haven't watched that episode, the video that went viral on TikTok, where I was talking about women choosing to be child-free and women actually being vocal about not wanting to get married.
Oh, no.
And it actually sparked a lot of conversation.
Yeah.
Hey, times are changing. And you, as someone who has been married now for 2 years, you're actually a mom of one.
Yes.
How what's your opinion on that? Like women nowadays choosing, they don't want kids. They don't want to be married.
It's somebody's decision. Yeah. As for me, I will marry If I marry wrong, I divorce.
I'll marry when I want. There's a book yes. called that.
If I marry wrong, I'll divorce and remarry.
Hmm.
Yes. Okay. Mimi, I take marriage sacred. Napata.
It's sacred, actually.
Yes. Yes, yes.
So
yes.
Ashtana,
I value marriage.
What's your opinion on that? Ashtana, we don't want kids. We don't want to get married. What's your opinion? Joko hapo, I'm going to angalia transport. Hey, generation. Atrasquiza meharibika.
If you don't want kids, it's okay.
It's fine. Yes. Yeah.
If you don't want to get married also, kila it's your personal choice. But if you want to get married, yeah, tafuta kinudhia wako, kana yeye, as long as anakutreat poa, no problem.
Kila mtu afanye kenya anataka.
Yes.
And is there anything that you wish you knew before you got married?
Yeah. It's not a bed of roses. Let's say that. True. Marriage is not a bed of roses. Iko na challenges mob.
Kama?
Hey.
Communication,
number one. There is a time, mnaitana sweetie, honey, whatever. But there is a time, nini kwa wenyewe mnapigania kwa nyumba. So it's not a bed of roses. Yeah. It's not easy. But it needs perseverance. It also needs, how do you call it? It also needs tolerance. Yeah.
Hmm.
It needs tolerance.
Do you think love is enough to sustain a marriage?
It is not. Love is not enough. Kuna time hiyo love inaisha. You get?
Na mnaishi tu.
Yes. Kuna time love inaisha. So, kama we will kumenda kwa marriage, kama unapenda mse, mapenzi. My friend, you are dead.
So, do you really think love is enough to sustain a marriage?
Definitely, it's not. It's not. There is a time you love itaisha. And definitely, the qualities you saw in your partner, venye mlianza kudate, ama courtship, that is when they'll apply. Kuna time mtagombana, kuna time mtapigana, kuna time acha mtakosa kuongeleshana kwa hiyo nyumba, kuna time acha hamtasikilizana. Everybody will be having their own opinion, yeah? So love is not enough.
So if love is not enough to sustain a marriage, what really sustains
marriage? Number one, in marriage, whoever you're getting married to, you have to like them before you get married.
Hey, by the way, make sure you date people who like you,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You should like the person you're getting married to. And you should also be friends, you get.
True, yes. Very important.
You should be friends
Is it true that someone I know said that the most successful relationships are the relationships that start as friendships?
Exactly.
Okay.
But it also depends. But most successful ones are those that start as friends. You start friendships. As friends, yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Hmm. So, love is not enough.
It's not. Marriage it's just a package of its own.
And what do you think a lot of couples overlook before getting married that maybe lead to a lot of breakups and splits?
Okay, number one, character. Okay, unaweza ingia na weka relationship. But again, I hide my character. So after to me settle in, that is when unajua, kumbe akinyi anakuanga na tabia 1, 2, 3, akinyi ni mwizi. Ama the guy I'm married to is not the guy.
You knew, the same you dated, guy I knew. True.
The same guy I'm married to is not the same guy I dated. No. So character is something that I think why inakuwa
overlooked,
but
character, personality.
Yes, personality
very
also.
Important.
Unapata, in one way or another, you are incompatible to some extent.
Yeah.
Ama goals zako na zake haziendani. Ako na different goals na wepe uko na goals different. Yeah.
I love that. But then nowadays, why do you think failed marriages are so rampant? Yani squeezy, your ideal couple, kidogo nasikia your ideal couple social media, they have broken up. Adi sisi wenye atujawela, kwa ndoa kuna nini jamani? That's why I feel like a lot of people are scared of marriage because people, like there's, failed marriages are so rampant.
Yeah.
Guys are breaking up. The couples you never thought they would split.
Mm-hmm.
They split. So why did it all come from? What's the cause of failed marriages nowadays? Why are they so rampant?
Inaitwa kwa kinandoa. Kwa kinandoa si rahisi.
Kwa kinandoa si kuzuri.
Kwa kinandoa si rahisi. Number one, you know, siku hizi unapata somebody wants to get married at 22.
Ene, na ni wengi.
Unataka kuwaleka 22 naenda wapi. You don't even have goals. Honestly,
you have not even discovered yourself yet. You're still on that path.
You don't even have goals. No. Maybe you are just fresh from campus.
Unataka at 22, kuwaleka. Maybe ata ujamaliza campus. Ama you're fresh from campus either. Yeah.
Unataka kuwaleka. So you get that watu wanaoleka wakiwa wadogo.
True.
So you don't have, number one, emotional intelligence.
Yeah.
Hauna. Number two, wewe, like literally you are not mature for getting married.
Jota 22 brain yako nasimanga ya develop. Nasimanga by 25 at least you may develop. So 22 you're still.
So I think also age. Age really matters when somebody wants to get married.
Okay. Yeah.
Then another thing, it's sikuzo unajua watu wana unapata nani alikuwa na mimba ameshaza. So unapata maybe pressure inampush. Anaenda sasa nasema sasa nimeshapata mtoto. What next? Let me just settle in with this guy because he's the father. True. After all, hakuna malintena na mtu?
Mtoto.
Yes. So unapata, somebody gets into marriage when kama akukua ready. You are not ready. So ukisha ingia hapo ndo unenda una discover unasema, oh, this is not the right person I wanted to settle down with.
Mm.
Yeah? This is not right, the right person I wanted to settle down with. Then boom, unaona, maybe cheating imeanzia hapo, ama moja ametoka, something like that.
Nasikianga, watu wanasema ati, before you get married to someone, at least live with them.
Yes.
Stay with them.
Yes.
At least for a few months.
Yes.
Mwene kama you can cohabit. Exactly. Kama mneza endana. Is that true?
Personally, I stayed with my partner for a while. I wanted to see his
character. Kama anachacha socks of yovyo, anangorota ukweli. Kama ni mtu
kunyamba usiku, ya. Yes, at least to get used to them. Yeah. So mkiingia kwa marriage, unajua sasa, hii ni kitu yenye ni normal. Uyu jamaa ugangi, ama ni mtu, he's lazy, you get. Yes.
Okay.
Ama sijui kupika.
It's nice. Afu, do you think failed marriages mean people chose, you chose the wrong person or you just grew apart?
Not at all.
So the other causes of...
You can choose the right person, but again, the marriage still fails.
And if you choose the right person and the marriage still fails, is there a possibility you can get another right person? Do you believe in soulmates? Of
course. Soulmates, not really.
Huh.
No. Mimi personally, I don't... Mimi naonanga tu ni tabia ya mse. Naona tu ni tabia ya mtu. Because, number one, ukisema ati you'll get the right person. There's akuna mtu right. There's
you get the wrong person and make him right.
Yes, akuna mtu right. Akuna.
Huh. Yeah, I used to believe in soulmates. Watching a lot of soap operas.
Utapata. So let's say, if you believe in soulmates, leo kio leka. Uko sane na huyu na ulisema huyu ni soulmate wangu. Tena mtu next atakuwa soulmate wako.
Inamaanisha mwenye. Mimi sasa I used to believe. Sasa mimi simjui sijaolewa sasa sijui. But yes. Mimi naonanga ati mkiolewa na mtu. I used to believe but now this perspective yangu imechange kiasi.
Mm.
I used to believe mkiolewa na mse and then it doesn't work. That means y'all were not soulmates. But now I've come to realize.
It's a matter of compatibility.
Like sometimes that partnership was meant to last for a season. You know, maybe you're meant to be married for 5 years.
Ama see, alikuwa tu.
Excuse me, not everything lasts. Oh, it was not meant to last forever. Alikuwa?
Yeah. Maybe useme alikuwa inaitwa destiny helper. Yeah. Some people, you meet some people to explore, kujua new places. It's not necessarily ati mtu yeto memeet ati sasa ni mtu utawalekea. No. Yeah.
Before we dive deep into marriage and all the shenanigans, parenting, because you're a parent, you need to talk about that. Before apo inje tuko tunaongea about, ulikuwa unaniambia how you're a firstborn.
Yeah.
A firstborn daughter.
We need to talk about the firstborn daughter. We need to talk about the firstborn child.
Damn.
Yes.
How is it?
Oh my goodness.
Because I know firstborn daughters have stories. In fact, that TikTok video that went viral, guys are talking, firstborn daughters walikuwapo kwa mkutano. They were actually, it was such a painful experience for guys, how firstborn daughters were forced into being parents.
Yeah.
when they were young, you have to take care of your siblings, you have to take care of your parents. So when don't allow wazazi wako. So how has it been being a firstborn daughter and then now you're married?
Being a firstborn is not easy. Especially if you're a lady, it's not easy. It is not. It comes with a lot of responsibilities because number one, you're a second parent. You're a parent after your parents.
A mini parent. Yes, a mini parent.
Exactly. Mm. It's not easy. Mm. Just a little mistake, ukimestu kidogo hivi, the others wana follow you suti yako. So to say, mesaini memwani like at form four. Do you think those who are behind me, watafanya, they will do the same? Yes? Because you set the pace for them. Una set pace for them. So it's not easy, especially when it comes to responsibilities, si raisi. Because everybody is looking unto you. Because unapata mamako ndo huyu, anataka help. Maybe you have siblings at school. Your father is here. You also have a child and a marriage to keep, maybe. It's not easy.
And do you think firstborn daughters are given more pressure than firstborn sons?
Yes, of course.
And why?
Of course. Okay, like literally, where I came from, wanasemanga, wanaume watenda waowe, na wamalize, waspend mali yao na bibi zao.
Hold that thought. Afuna kuna kipi wanasemanga, they say because they say chan as a daughter you're going to leave so to like wende.
Yes.
But nasasa mbona saya responsibilities wende unapoa responsibilities
but wanasemanga mostly most parents wanasemanga watoto wasichana ndio wanawasaidia men when they get married wanasahau
nonchalant
yes
and do you think firstborn daughters are natural born leaders
of course
or shaped into it by circumstance?
It's just natural.
Is it?
But also, you can be shaped into it by circumstances. Like Mimi, I was forced, yes, to be a leader. Because, number one, second Bunwetu, she's very, ajali. Nona. So you have to, lazima mkwe na yo leadership role in you. Ndio at least to cool down. Jisa zingine mzazi ni mtu mwenye atamweza. Wewe ni mtu namwelewa. Nona. So maybe circumstances also might lead to that.
What's the hardest part about being a firstborn daughter?
Responsibilities. Responsibilities.
It's hard.
Yes.
Kuna time, of course, kuna responsibilities as a first-time daughter.
Yeah.
Is there a time like you put yourself first, your mom wanted something, your siblings wanted something, like, and then you're like, okay. No, I choose myself. And honestly, did you ever feel guilty?
Maybe my sister will watch this, but I'm sorry. At the moment, I decided to choose myself because honestly, you can die uneza kufa because of others. And after death,
they'll forget you. I
basically accepted it. Nikasema, wacha ikaivenye iko. I choose myself first. Take example, leo kuna msichana TikTok sahi ana trend. Huyu mwenye mamake anampressure sijui mjenge nyuma, fulu sijui nani. Where was the mother kama mabati likuwa 50 bob? Mamake likuwa wapi? I'm not saying that you should not help your parents. But you should choose yourself.
Yeah, I conquer.
You should choose yourself.
You have to be stable first. That's black dust.
There are some things I did, which I regret until now. Nasemanga at least ningejipea priority.
Because people don't really care about you that much. Even as much as it's your siblings.
And when you fail, they don't even care. They're the first people to talk. Wanasema, oh, nani, ata hakuna kitu wamefanya. And you are just helping them, yes.
So you've sacrificed, they don't know how hard you work for your
choose
money.
Choose yourself, my dear.
Put yourself.
Yes.
And did you ever feel guilty about putting yourself
first? I'm not feeling guilty anymore. I used to, but now I'm not. I'm at peace.
And do you think the cycle of overburdening firstborn daughters, will it ever come to an end?
I don't think.
Because it's a, in fact, I'm thinking
of, inaletwa sana pia na, kuna kitu inaitwa black tax.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Black tax.
Ina contribute a lot to that. Parents wanaonanga ni lazima. Sini likupeleka shule. It's your responsibility to take care of me.
Which sucks.
Yes. So it won't end. It's just a cycle yenye itakuwa ikijirika.
And I feel the past three guests I've hosted here, the topic of black tax has come a lot. And I think I'm going to have to just have a sit down. It deserves its own episode. We have to debunk black tax. And then even the firstborn daughter, a lot of people have really, it has influenced a lot of people. Like watu wengi wamesuffer just because they're the firstborn daughter.
Yes, yes.
So I'm going to have to do a series. By then I'm going to do a series on the firstborn daughter. So if you're a firstborn daughter and you're watching this and you want to share your story, your perspective on how it has been for you, you want to share a story with the world, kindly DM me on all my social media platforms, yeah, because I'm doing a series. It's going to be called Dear Firstborn Daughter. So if you're interested in sharing your story, please do. Please do. Okay, before we continue talking about daughters, firstborn daughters, marriage. Ooh, and you look like you're glowing. In a kawema, ndoa inakupeleka vizuri. Kumbe, baada msifuate vitu za social media. Kuna watu huko nje ndoa inawapeleka vizuri. Wasi unatu ati your ideal couple ame break up, so I don't want to be married. Maybe it's okay from the reason, from the heart. Sindo, usi simetu ati nani ame break up, mi rasa sasa sioni kama ndoa inakujukuna. As much as watu wanaongelea marriage, but I think there's also some positive things about
yes,
it.
Yes, yes.
Sindo?
Yeah.
Any positive thing?
Let me tell you one thing. Before getting into marriage, at least marry somebody with emotional intelligence. That one will save you from a lot. Ukiwa msemu mwenye kila saa ananungunika, my friend, you will suffer. Yeah, emotional intelligence is very important. Yeah.
And do you think religion should influence who you choose as a marriage partner? Is it a factor?
No.
So you can marry a Muslim? A Hindu?
You know, mapenzi kisema hata
uwezi. The heart wants what it wants. That's what, even me, I always say that.
Personally, I'm an Adventist. And I married someone from AIC. Yes.
So religion
But I worked hard and converted him. But we were not from the same religion. Yes, we were Christians, but yeah, alikuwa church tofauti na yangu. Yes.
That's nice.
So
that's
it
nice.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Ukipenda mtu, roi kipenda. Roi kitaka.
Ndiyo sasa.
And do you think faith makes marriages stronger? But they do go to church with your husband, your family?
Yeah.
Okay, do. Nice. So do you think faith makes marriages stronger or does it sometimes create pressure to stay even when unhappy? Because I know a lot of people, a lot of Christian marriages, people are unhappy, but they can't like walk out because they're like, what do people say? What did the church say?
Of a family friend of ours.
Hmm.
This guy married a lady. This lady is into church. I will not mention the church. Mm-hmm. But ni wale watu wenye wamekuwa brainwashed na church. You get? So inafika point yenye, uyu mama anachukua pesa. Zile dozi nye amepewa za shopping, anachukua napelekea pasta. All of it. Maybe 50,000, anapelekea pasta. Anachukua anything. Ata kiberiti hawezi nunua kwa nyumba. Juu anapeleka pesa kwa cha?
There are some people actually, they don't even worship now God. They now worship their pastors.
Exactly. Any single cent anapewa, hurry up your pastor.
Yani una respect pastor kushinda vile una respect bwana.
Yes. So it's breaking them. It's breaking them. So you into that unaweza ona, sometimes faith that I use this idea. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's true. And should kids automatically follow the parents' religion, or they should choose for themselves. They should be free to choose.
You can be free to choose whatever you want.
But as a kid, ujwangi.
Yes. But as time goes, ukigrow, ukitaka kukuwa Muislamu, we slimu tu. Ukitaka kukuwa Mkristo, ukitaka kukuwa mlejo, wewe enda tu. You cannot stop somebody. As long as tunaomba Mungu mmoja, I don't see the problem.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And can two people from different faiths build a successful marriage?
They can. I've seen a lot.
It takes a lot.
Christian, Muslim. But again, unapata this party atambuvu kwa kwa hii religion nyingine. Kama alikuwa Muslim, bwana ni Muslim, bibi ni Christian, utapata bibi amekuwa Muslim. Mostly watu wana converting from Christianism to Muslim.
Why though? Mbona isikwetu Saturday mimi naenda kanisa, Sunday mimi naenda kanisa, we Friday we kama wewe ni Muislamu wewe enda pia kanisa yako. Si bora tunaomba Mungu mmoja. Okay. Wewe enda kanisa uko wenda mosque Friday mimi Sunday ni church.
Christians can do that. Lakini Muslims hawawezi. I've worked with them for long.
The same God.
So how are we? You have to convert. And you know, a Christian man cannot marry a Muslim daughter. It can never happen. Christian, they can't agree. Ati Kristo awe Muslim. It can never. Awezi kubali. But a Muslim can marry a Christian and then you convert. Only after conversion.
Ati sasa Christian then a convert to Muslim.
Yes.
Or Muslim is convert to Christian. Why? But then the Bible, has the Bible addressed different faiths, marriage? I don't know. I need to ask.
I've not seen, but Christian lazima convert, si Muslim.
Why?
I miss Jewish, but that is what they do. I've worked for them for long.
That sucks.
That's how I know.
That sucks. We need to debunk that. I'll do my research and see why why that happens. Anyway, before to end, I have some quick fire questions for you.
Okay.
Are you ready? Huh? The first one was actually, do you prefer traditional wedding or white wedding? But umesema
traditional.
Why? I mean traditional. Oh. A nice nyombo. Kwanza yes. The outfits can eat.
There.
The dances.
Na ngombe kumi na mbili.
Ngombe hapo zimeenda. Na ngombe kumi na mbili.
Ngombe kumi na mbili.
Eh? Kumi za ngombe kumi na mbili.
It depends.
Oh, it depends. But then it depends na nini? Kama umesoma kitambo ni kwa nasikia ngombe ina depend na kama kuna degree.
I think it's just this, ina depend tu na venye.
The higher you go.
Mwanaume ana kuvalue pia.
Haa, akunanga namba mzazi ya penangi, mtoto wangu nataka umlete 20.
Personally, I gave him what I want. Nilimwambia mimi nataka hivi na hivi. Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so traditional, pay me traditional.
Traditional.
And is love at first sight real or is it a myth?
It's real. Yeah, it's
okay.
Love at first sight, it's kuna watu wanapachananga tu pap nivo wameanza ku date na wameoana na wameza watoto.
Giving Telemundo, it's
yeah,
giving.
Yeah.
And who should say I love you first and does it really matter? Wanasimanga if the lady says I love you first, that relationship is one sided. What wanasimanga? But wanasimanga if the guy, at his most successful relationships are when the guy says he loves you first, and when the guy actually loves the lady more. Yeah, is that true?
I agree with that.
What? Shouldn't it be okay. Equal? Shouldn't it be equal?
Kusema I love you first doesn't matter at him when they say me wa kwanza. Even you can say. Personally, mimi nilalala na waste ya time nikamwambia.
Ha!
Yes, I told him.
Damn.
I love you.
Wasichana tunaonanga ukiambia mwanaume unampenda kwanza atakuwa na ego.
But hapo kwa mwanaume anafaa kukupenda more kushinda venye unampenda. If you love a man more than he loves you, my friend, you will suffer. You will suffer.
But why?
Atakuwa nakuona after all si wewe ndo ulinipenda unanipenda mimi hata sikupendi
si wewe ndo uliniambia unanipenda wa kwanza mimi sikwambia uniambie
yes.
So it does matter, so it's the guys. Yeah. No, okay. And since you're married, do you prefer joint or separate bank accounts? Yes. Let's talk about money.
I love money. Mimi joint hapana.
No, kila mtu na ajisort
kwa na account yako. I be with mine, because honestly, at what point, kuna point itafika, nita overspend. Yeah? Then wanze kukasirika, oh, nimetumia pesa vibaya, siju nini. Just be with your account, I be with mine. If you want to give me money, put it, niweke hapo kwa account yangu. Lakini maneno ya joint hapana. Me, I don't agree with that.
Kila mtu ajisota, alipe taxes zake
piki yake. Yes.
And we have another question that just come to mind. There's this thing nowadays called a prenup. You know what a prenup is? Ile, kwanza most celebrities do it. Most billionaires, like to secure your assets.
Mm-hmm.
And you're married with someone, before you get married, you have to sign a prenup.
Mm-hmm.
In case you break up, in case it doesn't work out, you still maintain your assets. Yeah. When it comes to divorce, when you break up, you gawana, sindo, it's 50-50. But now a prenup secures your assets. What's your view on that? Mina unanga, if you're married, go. Enda kabisa, ikuwe venye itakuwa. Why do you have to sign a prenup?
Me, I cannot sign. Honestly, I can't. Because kama ni ndoa yenye Mungu alisema itadumu. Wanasemanga wakudumu
watadumu.
Kama hata dumu.
Kweli. Kweli. Unasemanga, if it was meant to work out, it is
yes.
Gonna work out. If it's
yes.
Not.
If it's not, pia, wachana nayo.
So would you sign out?
No, I won't. Wacha ikwe venye iko.
Ikwe venye iko.
Yeah.
Eh, alafu shindikani. Because nananga, if you have to add a prenup for your marriage, in your marriage, it means you don't really trust that person.
Yes, exactly.
It means that you think they're marrying you for your money. Mm-hmm. And why if you think that, then why are you really getting married to them?
Me, I won't sign, honestly.
True. Even me, I don't advocate for prenups. Yeah. And is jealousy a sign of love or insecurity?
You know, that question is tricky because I'm in that category.
Okay.
Oh my goodness. But anyway.
What makes you jealous? What does your husband do that makes you jealous?
Make you jealous? When you have a partner, a lot of things can make you jealous.
Like?
Little things zinaezafanya ukasirike vibaya sana. No, no. But anyway, it depends with whatever somebody is also doing. Career path yenye yako pia. No. Sasa tuseme mtu kama photographer, utakuwa jealous juu ya?
Isena piga usichana omiva. Usha ona ili photoshoot enye. Isena nakuja na lingerie.
Ni kazi yake. Yeah? If it's bringing food to the table, then it's okay. Yeah? But jealousy is also a sign of insecurity. Yeah.
It's a sign of insecurity. Yeah.
But again, can it be if also you love somebody...
It can also be a sign of love. Yeah. I think it goes both ways.
Yeah.
Because why won't you be jealous if maybe they're giving someone else the
attention?
And if
you love somebody also, you have to be insecure. You have to. Yeah, you have to. Okay. Bwanako amekosa kufika kwa nyumba saa sita. Utashinda kupiga utakaa tu juu sasa alienda job. You have to ask.
You have to be concerned. Yeah. You have to.
Ama it's a Sunday. You should be going for an out or something. Yeah, ametoka. Sunday is not for working days. You have to ask. No. So I think also it's a sign of love.
Yeah, I agree, actually. I agree. Do you spoke jealous, but it's giving nonchalant.
Exactly.
Giving nonchalant.
Nonchalant babes.
Anyway, I want us to talk about kids and parenting because that's where the gist is. So do you think marriage should marriage come before kids? Or do you think it doesn't matter?
It doesn't matter. Personally, I got my son when I was not married yet. Yeah. It just came. Sasa sikuwa nimeoleka, niko hapa na mimba. Will you just trash?
Can you say you're married because you're pregnant?
No, okay. I wasn't.
Can that influence marriage? Naonanga si mtu, so hata kuna kitu mmeniambia hapo, these young people getting married at a young age.
Because of kids.
Sasa maybe hata hakuwa nakupenda like, that much.
Okay, I wasn't married because of my kid.
Do kids influence marriage?
Yes. It does. Inafika point yenye, you want this kid to bond with the father fully. You know, no?
You want to give them a family.
Yes. So it influences to some extent.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Bibile nasemanga, kids, marrying, nini, having kids, out of wedlock.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a sin?
I don't know. Because I had mine out of wedlock.
Out of wedlock.
Yes.
Kuna watu wanafichanga hadi. Kana kuna celebrities fulani hapo. Harusi yao ilikuwa kubwa. Juzi hapa ilikuwa inatrend TikTok. Sasa when they were having their wedding, guys were speculating, this baby's pregnant. Mm-hmm. But walikuwa wanakana, they were denying. Guys were like, this baby. Na sijuto, online aunties. Sijuto wanaonanga mimba from a mile away.
Ata uyu nani wana, Nigeria, this lady from Nigeria mwenye meolekea Mtanzania.
Siyo ndo nasema. Ata misi kwa naona mimba hapo. Watu, online aunties wesha sema, this baby is 3 months pregnant.
Yeah.
Aya, kidogo sindi waka announce is pregnant. Kidogo, ndia shaza. I think like, I don't know, but I think they were trying to kind of hide it. Because yeah. I don't know, there's a shame. I don't know if it's true, but why do people feel ashamed when they get kids out of wedlock?
I think that the pregnancy ndo ilifanya hata wakawe daraka. There are people who believe in kids wasikuwe out of wedlock.
Marriage before kids and all that.
So maybe the parents walisema, umeshapata mimba, get married.
Haraka fanyeni harusi mbio mbio.
Uzae ukiwa kwako. There are parents who like that.
Okay. Mm. Did you experience a shift? Before you got married. Do you think, did you experience a shift in marriage after kids? Did your marriage change in any way, any dynamics?
To some way, it changes.
How?
Yes.
Mm.
Unapata, honestly, hata mimi mwenye na feelingi, kwangu, nikona nime change. Mimi mwenyewe na feel nime change. Cause unapata una shift attention kwa mtu wii. Sana. Most of the time una shift attention kwa mtu wii. Sisi tunajikutanga hata saa zingine mtoto amelala katikati yetu. Yes. So unaona huyu anataka ashike mtoto. Yes, huyu anataka lale kikadol mtoto, huyu anataka lale kikadol mtoto. So it shifts. Lazima. Okay, it's the same in the lazima, but
to some extent, there's a shift that's yes, happening because that's shift. A new member of the family.
Yes. Napata love in a shift sana in kwa mtu.
Attention goes to the kid. Mm. Does that affect how you see your partner? Does that affect your marriage?
It does. Definitely it will affect. Because honestly, utona, huu jamaa sahi anapenda tu mtoi. Ama huu dema anapenda mtoi sana kunishinda. Unaona? So it does.
And when you became a mom and a wife, do you feel like you lost your identity? Because now, what I really got from your introduction, the first thing you did, you introduced yourself as a mom and then as a wife.
Yeah.
So do you think you kind of lose your identity when you become a mom and a wife? You forget about the things, like, I feel like there's more that defines you than being a mom and a wife. Mm-hmm. So do you feel like you lost your identity by becoming a mom and a wife in the middle?
Personally, I didn't. Because number one, I just continued with working as usual until nearly quit. Then, giving birth gave me more advantages. I was very petite. Very. Ish. You can go to my social media handles. Nilikuwa kakonde. Nilikuwa naitwanga. There's a day I was passing in town and one of the people selling shoes. Our two hookers. Akaniambia mrembo, kwani umeacha uliacha haga kwa nyumba. I was so petite. So I think when I gave birth, I added weight, which was an advantage to me. Yes. That was a plus to me. Yeah. So sometimes also you can feel the change because unapata, oh no, parenting is not easy. Parenting is not easy, especially a boy mom. It's not easy.
But then asking a boy is a tactic.
It's not easy. My kid just got banned like months ago. Alichomeka. So parenting.
How old is he now?
Almost turning two next month.
Okay.
So it's not easy.
Asking a boys are a bit terrorists. Tougher. Raising boys. And asking a raising boys is a bit tougher, yes, than girls. Kwanza kuna, I don't know, kuna tradition, but I feel like it's true.
Mm-hmm.
Kwanza when a baby is like 3 months old, mimi nime grow up in many households, so nimeona watoto wakigrow. Sasa mimi ndo nikao waku anti wakubeba waku nini. So kuna a cousin of mine, she gave birth. So I was staying with her at the time. I think I was still in uni. So alikuwa ananiambia there's that, like when a baby is young, especially 3 months, especially a boy, they should not be in contact with someone who has had sex.
Yes.
Like, kuna yu chafu.
It's a tradition that is there.
Kuna yu chafu. Like, especially, kama tabu wanako simeti, kesho waende, alali nje, afaya kuja bebe mtoto, ana ati yu chafu ya sex,
yes.
Ita inezaleta madhara kwa mtoto.
It's a tradition that is there, especially in Luo culture. I don't know about other cultures. But
once, it affects the boys
you have kuna mtoto kijana, mwenye bado wako in between 0 months to maybe 3 years, it's not recommended.
But why is it tougher to raise boys than girls?
I cannot sizi lala na mtu hapa, nende ni bebe mtu wai. Wanasema that is bad. Yeah.
But mimi naonanga ni kweli kuna siku kitu ilifanyika.
Maybe wanasema mtu
akashikwa na something, akaanza kuwa mgonjwa. That from sex. But why is it, why do you think it's tougher to raise boys than girls? Actually, you're a boy mom?
Yes, naturally. Boys are just stubborn. Boys are stubborn. Kuraise mtoto kijana inataka patience. Inataka patience na keenness.
Na unanga, na saya mimba, nasikianga msichana kubeba ndo ngumu. Sijua naharibu uso. Ama inakuanga kijana.
Okay, personally mimi mimba, kitu ilinifanya na mimba ni nilikuwa tunatapika. But the rest, I was very smooth.
Nasikianga vulana, anakume kukwe smooth, uglow. But msichana, anakupea pimples, usa yako inatani, kwanza shingo inatani ingi black,
sijuu
usa yako iko na ma pimples. But sasa, akisha zaliwa sakana kijana kazi yake sando ngumu.
Hey,
anyway, well, mambo ya Mungu hai.
Yeah.
Mambo ya Mungu
hai. It's parenting.
Yeah, it's parenting. And did parenting change your relationship with your husband?
Not really.
It didn't.
In fact, it made us more close.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow, that's nice. Actually, because most of the people... After there,
that is when we decided to get to marry each other.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So it after brought that... Enjoyed, yeah. Wow, I love that because watu wengi parenting inafanya they drift apart.
Yes, unapata at the age of one, watu wana separate. Unapata watu wali separate, mtu hii akifika one year. But for us, it brought us close. Yeah.
What's your opinion on divorce?
If it's toxic, get out.
Yes, sir.
Usingoje ukufe uko.
Some women
kama haiwork,
are scared of walking out of marriages. Because of stigmatization.
So you lay there because of stigmatization. What if the relationship is toxic? Unapigwa kila siku utakaa hapo.
Because
you have to.
And why does society stigmatize divorced women, especially divorced women? Divorced men sijaona mtu amekuwa stigmatized. In fact, kwanza wewe you are 40 and you're divorced as a man. Sasa
podo anaoa.
Watu wanaenda kutafuta kabeba.
So unaona sisi lawyer wetu ameoa by the way. The guy was dating a Kodhe's sister.
Ule nani?
Chap chap.
Yeah.
Mm. So the men, but, why you affect sana?
I feel like women, if you're a divorced woman, it's hard. It's kind of tough for you to get back into the relationship. Is it? I don't know. But I feel like it's kind of tough. But for men, it's easy.
Especially why? If you have children or a child.
That's stigmatization that women face when it comes to divorce. When you're a divorced woman,
or,
and then
or even single mothers. Yeah.
Why? You know, what men don't really.
Like, I think the society wanaonanga tu like, umefail. Why umefail?
You can't keep a man.
Yes. Aunge ikandoa yako.
That sucks. It shouldn't be that way.
Yeah.
Mbona wanaume pekendo awa suffer from stigmatization. Mm. Okay. What's the hardest part of balancing marriage and parenting?
Here you have a small baby and a big baby. A small baby is demanding. A big baby is also demanding. Wewe. Si raisi. Uko na mtoto mdogo na kuna mtoto mkubwa pia.
Mkubwa.
Mchana yote uko na mtoto mdogo, unashinda na mtoto mdogo, usiku uko na mtoto mkubwa.
What do they want your attention?
Yes. All of them wanataka attention yako.
How do you balance?
Okay, mimi personally it just needs somebody who can be helpful. Anasemanga, Bible inasemanga, mwanaume na companionship. Yes, I was looking for that word. Companionship. Mimi, sa zingine you can get tired. I get tired. Juu ya mtoto tu, si eti nafanya kitu. It forces my husband to go to the kitchen and wash the utensils. Because you are tired. Literally, umechoka.
I love your husband. How your husband is supportive.
Yes.
Sasa utakwenda nikufia hapo juu. Yebura ya shaku.
Wezi wa shabiyombo. Ata ingiangi jikoni.
I was even saying yesterday when I was shooting the previous episode.
Mm-hmm.
How initially, we used to be told that the man is the head of the family.
Yes.
But deep down, if you dig deep, it's the woman who runs the house.
Yeah.
Inda anajua... Sapa leo tunakula nini?
Hmm.
Mtoto anahitaji nguo. Kuna wanaume wengine hata sijumu mwaka inaezesha kanyaga hata jikoni. So if you get a supportive partner, that's
it's
a plus.
It's for companionship. Kwani marriage ni slavery. True. It's not slavery.
True.
Yeah. So maybe nikichoka, you help me out.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Love that. Kuna sasa hapo ndo tunasema gender wars.
Mm-hmm.
Gender wars come in when kuna the responsibilities just meant for women and then responsibilities just meant
not
for
not in this generation.
Men, not in this generation. Yeah. I love that. How much influence should the extended family have in parenting? Because they do have a say in how you raise
extended
your kids.
Extended family, literally.
Kwanza wale maantis.
I don't think I want to talk about this because at the moment.
It's fine.
No. I don't think I want to talk about it. Yes.
It's okay.
Because I know all of them will watch this.
It's a delicate topic.
I don't think I want to talk about it.
It's a delicate. Hey, nini extended family.
Especially in-laws. In-laws. Let us not talk about it. Maybe it should be a topic of its own.
Extend. That should be a topic on its own.
But I know it's not only me talking about it. A lot of people, at social media, a lot of people are really complaining about this extended family. But anyway,
gonna debunk that. But there, it's a lot. Kwanza kwa in-laws. Me, I was thinking actually aunties, maybe from your mother's side, but actually in-laws.
Yo.
It's crazy. It's crazy. Yeah. And do you think women, I was watching, I was listening to a certain podcast and this lady was saying how she has seen how women are changing themselves for marriage.
Yes.
And she said, unaona mtu ameanza kuwa godly, ameanza kusijui kuwa feminine na anaenda church because of marriage. Mm-hmm. Do you think women change themselves for marriage?
Yes.
And why do you think they do that?
I think...
And is it even right? Should you change yourself for marriage?
Not even marriage. You should not even change yourself for a man. Get. Usi change juu ya mtu. Wacha kupende venye alikupata. Naona. Kama alikuwa amekupata kama wewe ni petit. Let him love you that way. Till the end. You should not change for a man. Definitely a man cannot change for you. They can't. Never.
The audacity of men. They can't.
Now, number one also, you cannot change a grown up man. Mtu amekuwa mkubwa uwezi mchange. Mwenye umepata na 32 teeth. Awezi mchange. Uwezi. You cannot. So, me, I don't think you should change for a man. No.
Does marriage change someone?
Yes, it does. To some extent, it does. In a good,
bad way?
Not sometimes in a good way or in a bad way. Because at times you find that you got married, kama ulikuwa slim, kama mimi. Then all of a sudden, umenona poa. Then this guy tells you that
Mi sipendi
wasichana wamekonda, unaanza kukunywa ma slimming tea, unaanza sijui kufanya nini, unaingia gym hapo.
Actually, I think some women change themselves for men and for marriage.
Yes,
a lot. Say all of a sudden, in a relationship, now they want to look in a certain way, they want to dress in a certain way, you're losing yourself.
Yes. Be you.
Be you. Don't.
Yes, just
kama alikupenda venye uko, kama atakupenda.
Yeah. In case of any changes hapo katikati pia, let him embrace them. Yeah.
I love that. Mm. Do you create boundaries between partners, being partners and being parents between you and your husband? Do you create boundaries? But there's kuna kwanga sinona usha za sawe ni boy mama, ni mama mtu. Mama?
Zion.
Mama Zion. Mm. Sasa kuna mama Zion and then kuna akinyi. Mm. Do you have that boundary? When it comes to that and you and your parents, parenting and being a partner. Kuna time ana, unasikenga na kuita mama na nisima, ile jina, kwanza inazenga kama, before the baby comes, anakuwa nita baby. Mtrak sha kuja, sasa hizo baby hakuna, ni mama, sibi nani.
It depends also, because kama sisi, we stay with the one of my in-laws. So you know my in-law, ananita mama Zion. So it's something that pia atakuja kuite mama Zion ama kuite mama nani, sindio? So but parenting, I think it has not changed how we raise our son. It hasn't changed because number one, yani tu, this thing has no formula. Ikitua ina formula.
I always say that life generally doesn't have a formula.
Ikitua ina formula. Yeah, and just take it as it is.
Yeah. You are a first-time mom. How did you handle being a first-time mom?
It was crazy.
How did you even know what to do?
Because number one, my mom ako ushago. My sister as a child, but I think she played a major role when I was, tusemetu nikiwa young, nikiwa mom bado. Because most of the things ni hali nisaidia. Because I knew nothing. All of us, we knew nothing. We would consult, anapigia mama yake, mimi pia anapigia mamangu, nauliza, just a slight thing. Tumbo ina mamtoto, you don't know what to do, colleagues, sijui nini. So you get, it's not easy. Especially when you're a first-time parent, it's not easy. Yeah.
What's your opinion on siblings giving the burden of siblings giving their other siblings the burden of helping them take care of their kids? Because when you're talking about the video that went viral, you are a child being women choosing to be child free. That was actually, I think, the main cause of why most women don't want kids, because they spent their early childhood life taking care of their siblings' kids. Babies. Yeah.
Well, before I even got pregnant, I used to stay with my sister's kid. I loved her as my own. Yes. So it's something that I don't think. It affected me. personally I loved that kid. But unajua kuna wenye wataki, wanaona kama ni burden. Yeah. Kuna wenye wanaona kama ni burden. But for me, it was just okay. Yeah.
And then I've come to discover, actually.
I don't know, because nilikuwa napenda watoto ama. I just love kids naturally. Yeah.
Okay. That conversation also sparked another conversation about deadbeat moms. Kuna the rise of deadbeat moms. And the worst thing is they're proud. Pale kwa comment section suliona kuna deadbeat moms. Yes. Hata kuna mwenye alikuwa anasema ati, mimi kwanza nangoja wangu afike 18.
Abebe mtoto sijui apelekee babake.
Ati nangoja kwanza aomoke ni mtafute. Mimi na, give a message to deadbeat moms, man.
Wherever I'm going with my child.
Mm. How can you be a deadbeat mom, man? Anyway, I can't say because I'm not a mom. Maybe a lot of things come. Did you experience postpartum depression?
No, I didn't. Okay. Because I had people around me.
Around you.
Yeah. Nilikuwa na watu karibu na mimi wenye walikuwa nani advice, nini nini. Yeah. So, personally, I didn't.
Me, I just want you to address deadbeat moms. Angalie camera. I apo kwa deadbeat moms. No, we can't normalize deadbeat moms. Tusha normalize women being child free. Tusha normalize women not wanting to get married. Sasa deadbeat moms, we can't. That one I refuse. We can't normalize deadbeat moms. Sasa deadbeat moms ni wengi. Sasa tuanze kuongeza deadbeat moms. No. Give a message to deadbeat moms.
Okay. Being a deadbeat is not by choice, by the way. So,
are you sure?
Yes.
If circumstances.
Whoever, say if you give birth, can you just take your child and leave it? Or leave them? Hapo uende upeleke babake. Maybe babake mliko sana. Unachukua tu mtu yu unapeleka. No, but the only person who knows the pain of giving birth is a mom.
Is a mom.
Yes. And the only person who knows the pain of having a child ni mama. Naona. So, just teseka tu na mtoto wako. That is all I can tell you. Just like
go and find
your
kids. If you're a deadbeat mom out there, man, make time. Just make. Ata kama wanasimanga mungu, mtoto wanakunya na sani yake. Mina wana ukikuwa na mtoto wako. Kuna kitu itafunguka. Sasa ukiacha. Mama ukiacha mtu wako. Who else? Do I feel like there's no one who loves you in this world like your mom?
And who will take care of your child?
Who will take care of your child?
Kama
you as the mom who may abandon your kid. Because I feel like there's no one who can love you as your mother.
Wanasemanga, these men don't love babies. They don't love kids.
You can't compare a mother's love to a... You can't compare a mother's love to a father's love.
Wapendi watoto. So just be with your child. Yeah, ata kama ni support kidogo unapata from the father, but be with your child.
Make it a point.
Yes.
Au deadbeat moms ni hata kuna moja I need to host. Au deadbeat moms, man, just be with your child. Try.
Yes.
Because if you, I mean, I feel that this, that me actually, I didn't grow up without a mom because that's why I feel you kitu na ni pinch. Mm-hmm. You kukosa deadbeat mom. Your deadbeat mom in a pinch because I feel like there's that gap.
Mother is so sweet.
Yeah, there's that gap that a kid grows up without a mom. There's that gap. Mm-hmm. Me feel, me experience my entire life. So now, you are alive, you are and you have a kid and you are a deadbeat mom, you have an opportunity to take care of your kid.
Mm.
No, please try. Try. Hata kama unasema sijini, you have to try.
Motherhood is so sweet.
Because there's that gap. That kid,
hata kama una they'll miss kitu, something. Lakini una mtoto wako. It feels so good. Yeah. It feels so good.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
But isifike point yenye, sasa tunakulazimisha ukuwe na mtoto, you go and kill that child ama umfanyie kitu mbaya. Yeah. If kama imefika hiyo point sawa.
But to see harm, kama unaweza harm, if you're a harm to the kid, then we can excuse you.
Mm-hmm.
But because you don't want responsibility, now ndio ulimbeba 9 months ukamzaa,
it's a different chapter. Me, I wouldn't even want my child to go like for 2 months bila kumuona. Labor is not easy.
It's not easy. Tunasikianga stories za labor ward. Sijai fika labor ward.
Usitamani hata kufika.
By the way, CS or natural birth?
Natural.
Why?
All day, all time. Mimi sina time ya kutembea na vidonda.
CS ni uchungu?
CS ni uchungu.
What natural si uchungu?
Natural depends. Natural, maybe uraruke tu na ushono. But CS, it's having a small child. Again, na ukona wound. You are nursing a wound and a small child at the same time. Unasike uchungu huku mtoto pia analia.
How long does it take for naturally kushonwa kwa chini?
Okay, for me, I cannot say because si kushonwa. I just give birth naturally.
Uneza mtu waza kosa kushonwa?
Mi si kushonwa.
Inarudi?
Yes, mi si kushonwa.
Inarudi?
Si kushonwa, juu si kuraruka.
Oh, mtu wa shonwa kiraruka?
Yes. So I don't know how long it takes, but mimi siku raruka.
Ulipon after how long? Like
I was okay. Mimi niliza nikiwa sawa. Nile tu sasa unasikia tu ile ka pelvic bone kako ka uchungu, but it kitu kama wiki moja uko sawa.
Ah.
Yes.
Ah. Yeah. Okay. Why do you think most women go for the CS route?
Because wanaogopa
hiyo uchungu. Na CS pia ni uchungu.
CS nayo ni uchungu after.
Oh, after. Oh, yes. Ni ukifanywa surgery uko
yeah,
namu.
Yeah.
Ah.
But mimi, I will opt for natural.
Natural. Back. Any day.
Yes.
Haya. There you have it, folks. When you're like, "Sima, you want to be child-free." Hi. How do you think now after this conversation? Mimi umeanza kunikonvince.
Mimi
nilikuwa kwa hiyo belly ya child-free na marriage.
No.
Marriage nilikuwa kwa hiyo belly umeanza kunikonvince. Umeanza kunikonvince, but I hope you guys have learned a lot of things from this episode. Thank you so much for coming, man. Yani we met on the comment section, literally the power of social media.
Yeah.
And I love your story. I love how you're passionate about the girl child. I'm looking forward to working with you, man. Thank you so much for coming. Hope utarudi tukona story mob za kuongea. I feel like marriage, 1 hour is not enough. Marriage, parenting, firstborn daughters. In fact, you should come back for an episode on being the firstborn daughters.
I will be glad to be here.
Thank you so much for coming. Hope you guys have learned a lot from this episode. And remember, if you have an unspoken story I want to share with the world, this is a series I'm doing. What's your unspoken story? DM me in every episode. In each episode, I always leave a description, a Google form link on the description. Fill the Google form and you might just be the next person on this seat. So hope you've learned a lot. I would have to love and leave you over here. And remember, like I always say, your mind is your greatest asset. So use it well. I'll see you on the next episode. Adios.